do want to be in much prayer for Sister Senek. And, Brother Senek went home to be with the Lord last night. So just remember Sister Senek in prayer, and her son Jim, son Bill, and daughter Donna. Be in much prayer for them. Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We see here all the days of my life, and we see the house of the Lord forever. House of the Lord forever is referring to heaven. What we see here is that the shepherd completes his work. He saves us and he completes his work. Notice Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, Paul speaking to the Philippians said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He will continue to perform it until it is finished. And what we see here from verse 1, from the first statement of verse 1 to the last statement of verse 6 of Psalm 23 is that the Lord completes his work. And for you and I that know the Lord, that's heaven. We've seen that heaven's a place that needs to really come home to us, that heaven is a real place. We've seen that it is a place in sharp contrast to the earth. Everything about earth, heaven is different. So we want to see that heaven is a place. It's a place of contrast. It is a place of joy. The joy of heaven is a joy that we as children of God have never felt. Now, throughout life, of course, we have joys. But the joy of heaven is something that we've never fully felt. It's a joy that is beyond comprehension. It is a joy beyond our imagination. In the parable of the talents, in Matthew 25, verse 21 and 23, the end of that parable says, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. So this is not just joy. It is the joy of the Lord. Now, it's hard for you and I to even describe the joy of the Lord. But we enter into the joy of the Lord. That is, we're surrounded by it. And I believe that takes place the very moment that we get to heaven. The very moment we step into the glory of heaven, we have uninterrupted, never-ending, incomparable joy. In these lives, God is very good to us. He gives us all kinds of enjoyments. The enjoyment of himself to some degree, the enjoyment of salvation to some degree, the enjoyment of family, friends, on and on we can go. The Lord in his goodness gives us creation to enjoy. And as children of God, we have special times of enjoyment. But in these earthly lives, there is always something that can at any time, at any place, interrupt our joy. You can be enjoying the Lord, and whether it be your flesh or whatever, something can always interrupt that joy. You can be enjoying the blessings of life, the blessings of family and friends, the blessing of church, but at any time, any place, something can interrupt that joy. Something can mar that joy. But in heaven, there is a kind of joy that can never be interrupted. There is a degree of joy. There's a thrill. There's an exuberance, a delight that is in heaven only. And it can never be interrupted. We can't imagine a joy without any interruption. All through heaven for eternity, uninterrupted, uninterrupted, perfect, incomparable joy. We've never had perfect joy. Never have. There's no such thing in this life as perfect joy. We have degrees of joy. In fact, Paul said he was caught up to the third heaven. That's pretty joyful. But it wasn't perfect. But in heaven, we have perfect joy. A joy so great, a joy so magnificent and complete that you and I will need a glorified body to stand it. Otherwise, we could not even enjoy it. So there is the joy of the Lord. There is the joy of seeing Christ. In this life, we catch glimpses of Christ. Not with the physical eye, but we do so by faith. We read the scriptures, and we catch glimpses of Christ, and that's wonderful. And we worship God and we catch glimpses of Christ. We pray and we catch glimpses. Again, all of this is by faith. And of course, there are many things wrong, many things lacking in our faith. Therefore, there's things lacking in our glimpses as well. But even in those imperfect glimpses that we have by imperfect faith, we find great encouragement in that. We find great peace. But there's coming a day when faith will give way to sight. Even here, our sight is not perfect. You can have five people see the same thing and tell five different things, because our thinking has a lot to do with what we perceive. But in heaven, we will have faith will give way to perfect sight, complete sight. We will see Christ. Now, I believe the first thing that we'll see in heaven is Christ. But we will see Christ, and we will see Christ perfectly. You need a glorified body to do that. We will see Christ completely. Notice Job's confidence in the book of Job, chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. He said, "And though after my skin worms destroy this body, That's what happens in the grave. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. He's talking about a resurrection. Whom I shall see for myself. And I like that. Whom I shall see for myself. No one else will see him for me and describe what they've seen. I shall see him for myself, and mine eyes shall behold. Now we've advanced beyond seeing. I shall see him for myself, and mine eyes, again personal, mine eyes shall behold. To behold is a step beyond seeing. We're enthralled, and not another. That is, no one is going to see him for me. I'm not going to see. He's the main focus, though my reins be consumed within me. Isaiah 33. Isaiah chapter 33. Verse 17. Thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty. His beauty, we've only gotten glimpses. We shall see his beauty. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly. So we see some things now, but we do so darkly. In other words, we don't see them clearly because we see by faith and our faith is imperfect. But then, okay, there's a change. Now, but then, face to face. But then, face to face. And again, that can only be experienced in heaven. This is an unimaginable joy. It's something that Jesus prayed for concerning us, and whatever Jesus prays for is in the will of God, and whatever he prays for comes to pass. John 17, verse 24. Father, I will that they also, those given to Christ, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold. Be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. My glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. So there is the joy of the Lord. There is the joy of seeing Christ. And all the joys of heaven, whatever particular joy you want to think upon, are uninterrupted. Again, that's another proof, I believe, that those in heaven do not look down here. Those in heaven do not receive the bad news of earth, because it is an uninterrupted joy. Nothing to block it. Nothing to hinder. Here there's all kinds of things. We just get a glimpse of Christ, but then there's all kinds of things that block it. All kinds of things that hinder our sight of Christ. But there will be nothing to block our sight of Christ. Nothing to hinder our sight of Christ. We'll see him face to face. And you know what? If that was the only thing about heaven, that would be enough. That would be enough. It's a little disturbing that people talk more about the streets, and I don't mean people here, but they talk more about the streets of gold than they do the Lord. That just shows how materialistic they are. I believe we'll enjoy the streets of gold and that'll be some joy and the pillars and all the beauties of heaven. But there is nothing that's going to surpass or even close to equaling seeing Christ. That is the central enjoyment of heaven. And we're thankful that right now, Brother Sinek sees that. Yeah. What a blessing that is. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we do pray that you would be with Sister Sinek in a very, very special way. Lord, cause her to feel your presence. Comfort her, Lord. We thank you for her. We thank you, Lord, for her testimony. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Sinek and the life that you gave him. And we thank you, Lord, that you put him in all of our lives and us and his. We thank you, Lord. And we just pray that you would be with Brother and Sister Sinek's children. They have great spiritual needs and troubled about many things. And we just pray, Lord, that you'd help them. You would be with them in a very special way. We just pray now that you'd be with us, that you'd meet with us today. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.